Slice Audio.
On this episode of Bounce from the Roadhouse, we talk office goggles, mountain lion attacks, dude wipes, reboots, waxing, and Sasquatch hunting, plus a whole lot more. While you're here, please subscribe and leave us a review with some stars and follow us on social media, please. We'd really appreciate it. Just search for The Roadhouse Show on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Bounce from the Roadhouse!
Okay, Brandon, I've reserved a lot of space this hour for this topic.
Okay.
Now, these are things that our kids will toss when we die. Things that we save right now that we think are important. The stuff that we're hoarding away, we move it when we move, and it never gets used. It just sits there in a box.
Yeah.
Now, here's number one. Speaking of the box your phone came in. Do you keep that?
No, actually, there was a time, yes. And then I realized I don't know what I'm holding on to.
I hold on to mine because what if I decide to sell the phone on Facebook Marketplace? And I can be like, and it comes in the box.
And if I was to go buy a phone, I'd say, why do I care if there's a box?
And I do have that up in my closet. I have my iPad, my phone, and my iWatch box sitting there in the corner. Oh my gosh.
Freak.
And when I was moving into my apartment, I did find some old phone boxes that I never did use.
Exactly. So. Yep, that's a problem.
When I go home, I'm going to throw them away.
Yep.
It's going to be hard for me, but I'm going to do it.
Watch the commercials. We all see it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the progressive guy. Here's another one that's also up in my closet. The box of random cords.
Yeah.
You have one of those?
We do. And honestly, about every year or so, I kind of go through and be like, well, this cord's outdated. I've never seen anything that takes this cord in a couple years. It's gone skied. And I just toss it, you know, and then all of a sudden, that's usually when something pops up that I need it for. But hey.
See, that's the thing for me. I don't know what half of these cords do or what they're for. But what if my dad comes over to hook something up for me? And he's like, hey, do you have one of those shimmy shamble cords? And I'll be like, I don't know, maybe it's in this little basket I have here.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's bad, you know. My thing would be is if you've got like a lot of duplicate cords. If you've got a lot of the same looking cord, 6, 7 of them, you have a problem. You need to figure out which one of them are good and which one of them are bad. And either A, toss them or just like, I don't know, pawn shop, boys club, something. You know, maybe somebody else needs it, but it ain't you.
Do some macrame with them. Repurpose them.
Yeah. Make like a neat little rat tail that you hook onto your hat, you know?
What the hell? Oh my God. No way.
All right, I have a random fact for you.
Random me.
Here we go. Only one person from Japan has achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. It's called Yokozuna. And everyone else since 1999 has come from either the United States or Mongolia.
Wow.
Yes. And as of 2023, there's been 31 sumo wrestlers to list their birthplace as the United States. 24 coming from Hawaii, 3 from California, 2 from Texas, 1 from Washington, and 1 from Missouri.
Huh.
And of the 31 American sumo wrestlers, 8 have reached the elite, hope I don't butcher this, Sekitori ranks.
What'd you just call me? I think that's crazy because if you think about it, I wonder how many of those people are still from America, though, but of Japanese heritage, but have moved to America. Maybe the freedom of the training here, the ability to hit the buffet a lot. You know, man, if you look into the training of a sumo wrestler, dude, it's legit life. Like, that's a real cool life because they get to eat a lot, and then somebody comes and massages your belly.
Really?
I mean,
they massage your belly?
I don't look. This might not be 100% factual, but I'm saying, like, you eat a lot in abundance, and then somebody comes and massages your belly. In an effort to make it bigger so that you are fatter and that you get bigger because you're a sumo wrestler. It's your job, dude. Yeah, it's good, it's good. And you slap your thighs and you get after it.
It's your job to be chubby.
Yeah. and you go do a bunch of squats and get your legs tough. And you got to be able to, there's like, it's an art. Like, it ain't no joke. You can't just throw on a pair of underwear and go tossing somebody around. No, it's a real art. You know?
Isn't it a diaper?
It's not a diaper. No, it's called something. I'm serious. Like, it's a very real art, just as much as karate or anything else. Sumo wrestling is a legit fighting style that you have to respect one another when you go barging at each other.
I wonder a real thing. If you put Chuck Norris up against the world sumo wrestler, who would win?
I mean, you got to do sumo rules, though. So Chuck Norris would just get killed. We wouldn't have Chuck Norris anymore.
Would we?
Or yeah, what? I mean, that's the one thing you've never heard. You know, you've never heard sumo wrestlers don't Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris sumo wrestles. No, and that's where it stops for Chuck Norris.
Okay, going back to things that we save that our kids are going to throw in the trash when we die. Okay, yeah. All those rubber bracelets promoting different charities and causes, like your old yellow Live Strong one that might be in your drawer or jewelry box.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those laying around?
You know, I actually don't. The only one that mattered to me for the longest time, I wore out what it lasted almost 8 years. And it finally broke. But outside of that, I've got one that's got like a thin blue line. And we played that benefit up in Minnesota last year, this last summer, after those officers got shot in Fargo. But you're right. I mean, they're really cool. It tells a really cool story. But in a long time, when my kids are looking and they find this weird rubber bracelet, they're going to be like, what is this?
No kidding.
You know?
Yeah. I had a bunch of those saved. I was just like...
Mm-hmm.
And I found my cat over in the corner, and she had chewed up all of them.
Oh, wow.
And she probably ate them, too. She eats everything. Oh, here's another one. Your concert shirts. Do you think your kids will keep your concert shirts that, you know, other artists, not yours specifically?
I guess I wear them. And some, actually, you know what I've seen is my kids wearing mine, mostly my son. And so I don't know if they'll keep them because they'll probably be worn out.
I have a prediction. These are all going to end up at Goodwill, and it's going to become like the ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be all these old band t-shirts at Goodwill, and everybody's going to be like, let's have an old band t-shirt party. These are going to come back in style. Kids, you want to keep them, I'm telling you. I remember one time I went to my grandma's house, and I was like, can I borrow one of your Christmas sweaters for an ugly Christmas sweater party? And she was like, it's not ugly.
Yes.
So that's going to be us. Our kids are going to come over. Can I borrow one of your... ugly band t-shirts.
Yes. I'm having an ugly band t-shirt party.
Or an old person band t-shirt party.
Yeah.
It's not old.
It's not old.
It's still cool.
It's just a graphic tee. That's Garth Brooks. That's Britney Spears.
That's my Trisha Yearwood shirt. My favorite one. You better bring it back.
You don't bring that back. I'm writing you out of the will, and you ain't getting none of those shirts.
And you're not taking the Taylor Swift. Things our kids will throw out when we die: DVDs and CDs.
See, I don't think so.
You don't?
Because I feel like some of the younger generation, they're all about nostalgia, so they'll like store them, and then they'll have like a DVD player, and they'll be like, hey, let's watch those movies like when, way back when, you know. I mean, I think maybe eventually they will, but I bet you money they like save them. I mean, there's kids out there that want to play the original Nintendo and
that's true.
Super Nintendo. So I feel like there's a little bit of that. I could be wrong. I don't know.
What about all the Stanley Cups that all the women are buying?
Oh, yeah. Those will be gone. Like, these are so annoying. Why did mom have 10 of these in like literally every color, and some of them has stickers?
There's going to be so many Stanley Cups out there that need to be thrown out that they're going to have a Stanley recycling department. Wastewater management will have that department, Stanley Cups, just for Stanley Cups. How about all the clothes in your closet, like your skinny clothes that you keep holding on to that you think you're going to get back into?
I don't have any of that. I've just been fat for so long. Those are my clothes. And I just wear them out. But the problem I have is look, these jeans got a blown out crotch, but the rest of them are pretty good. You think there's something we could do with them?
You know, that happened to me the other day.
Blew out your crotch?
I did. I knelt down to pet somebody's giant cat. This cat was huge. And so I knelt down, I squatted down, and I hear this.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, I hadn't met these people before, so I couldn't say anything. And I was praying to God that they did not hear it.
I'd have been like, did you hear that explosion? That's the sound of denim letting go.
And it wasn't denim. It was other material. I don't know. But I got back in the car and I asked Michael if he heard it, and he didn't. But he is 7 and doesn't hear everything. But he did laugh the whole way home. Okay, marry, kill, or mate. All right, Brandon's got a list of people. I have to choose who I'm going to marry, who I'm going to kill, who I'm going to mate. They better be some good ones.
Oh, there is. One of them's a little bit of a chooser, if you will. Okay, here we go. Here's the list. Because the Roadhouse is out, as of I think last night, the new Roadhouse movie, I thought I would bring this one back, and you know, because that's our favorite movie. Jake Gyllenhaal is on the list. Okay.
Meh.
And also, any other Wyoming cowboy of your choosing. Of your choosing.
Even Rip?
Any Wyoming cowboy.
Rip from Yellowstone? I can choose him?
You can.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. And then, and I know this is one of your favorites, so I put him on the list just to kind of tie you in knots.
Who is it?
John Taffer. How do you say his name?
John Taffer.
I've ever seen in my life.
I love John Taffer. Oh my gosh, I love John Taffer.
Every time I see a picture of him, I think that's the most punchable face I've ever seen in my life.
Can I just marry and mate John Taffer?
No, it's marry, kill, or mate. So someone's got to go. Someone you got to mate and someone you got to marry. And I'm punching John Taffer.
No, don't. I'm going to kill Jake Gyllenhaal right off the bat. Because
what the frick?
I'm not attracted to Jake Gyllenhaal at all.
What?
No.
I'm not. I don't swing that way. I'm a little bit attracted to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, you can
and
have
it
him.
It ain't because I watch Brokeback Mountain. Oh, what?
No, you can have him.
Okay.
Let's see. So Rip from Yellowstone. That's the Wyoming cowboy that I choose, and then John Taffer. Who am I gonna marry? Who do I mate? Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, me and Rip are taking John Taffer to the train station. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to marry John Taffer. I'm gonna mate Rip.
Well, don't invite me to your freaking wedding.
I've seen him do some mating on the show.
I've never seen your wedding.
Do any of that. But John Taffer, man, he can raise his voice at some people, and I just love that.
The first time he raises his voice, right mid-word, I'm just going to pow right in his
mouth. You know what? He might come back at you.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
He's going to be laying in a pile of John Taffer on the ground. I absolutely despise that guy. I don't know why. He just has the ability. Just his look and his demeanor, you're like, yeah, he looks like he needs punched.
I love how in charge he is. I just love that.
He's going to be in charge of cleanup after.
I love how if there's any problem, he's snap of a finger, he's got it solved. He's got that issue solved and under control, and he'll put you in your place so it doesn't happen again.
Well, if I'm invited to your wedding, the only thing he's going to be good for is somebody sticks a stick in his bum and uses him as a dry mop.
There's a new term out there that's trending right now. It's called office goggles. Office goggles is trending after some blogger posted about it on TikTok, like beer goggles. But there's no booze. You're at the office, so you have office goggles. So this is when you fall for somebody at the office, even though you've never looked twice at them if you passed them on the street. It's been on Urban Dictionary since 2006 now. It's not a brand new term, but most people never heard about it until now. Now there's office goggles where you're attracted to somebody at work, but not really in real life. Is this something?
Yeah. kind of like in the movie Hall Pass, when that hot chick surrounds herself with not hot chicks, and you know, like you put your hands together around her, and she all of a sudden isn't as attractive as when she's around her ugly friends.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I suppose it's kind of like that, huh? Because you spend so much time with her at work, him, whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah, she's kind of attractive. And then you meet for drinks afterwards in a social setting, and you're like, not as attractive if she's not by the fax machine, you know? Now I get it, yeah. You know what I'll say, Amy? Out of all the places I've ever worked in my life, and I've worked with some very beautiful women, I think Home Size has a percentage of really beautiful women that is above and beyond any place I've ever seen or worked at.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I think we have gorgeous ladies that work there.
I don't think there's gorgeous. No ugly anybody here. Everybody's beautiful, even the men.
Yeah, you know, honestly, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's not an ugly person in the building. And we're pretty fortunate for that. So
we were talking about office goggles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the new beer goggles. When you are at work and you're attracted to somebody, whether or not office goggles are to blame, or if you just want to hook up with a coworker, you need to know how to approach them. But don't worry, we got your back with today's list of the top five office pickup lines. It's a Roadhouse 5.
The Roadhouse.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'll get us started with number 5. I'll show you my PowerPoint if you show me yours.
Yeah. Number 4. Like my rubber band ball, because I have two more.
Number 3. Is that a 3-hole punch in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Number 2. The pictures in my cubicle aren't the only thing well hung. Oh, boy.
And finally, number 1 of top 5 office pickup lines. Wow. And I thought the water tree guy had a nice pair of jugs.
Jeez.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, Brandon, I'm going to put you to the test. Since you performed last night at the Grizzly Rose in Colorado, you're tired. I'm going to put you to the test with some true or false.
Okay, come at me, bro.
Okay, here we go. Number 1, sharks or mammals?
Sharks or mammoths?
Mammals. Mammals.
False.
True. Yeah, you're right. False. They're actually classified as a fish. How about sea otters have a favorite rock they use to break open food? True or false?
True. Why not?
Man, you're good at these. Yes, they keep these treasures in the loose skin under their arms, and they go over to their favorite rock.
I did not know that part. That's weird. What a creep.
Number 3. The blue whale is the biggest animal to have ever lived. True or false?
The blue whale?
Yeah.
No, false. I thought it was the sperm whale.
Man, you finally got one wrong. It's true.
Oh, dang it.
And that includes dinosaurs.
Wow. See, I thought the sperm whale had shot up to the top.
No.
My bad.
Okay, number 4. The hummingbird egg is the world's smallest bird egg. True or false?
True.
You're correct, yes. But on the flip side, ostriches lay the largest eggs.
Yeah. Those hummingbird eggs float. Did you know that?
Do they really? How do you know?
False.
Oh, my gosh.
How would they float? They ain't got no wings.
Oh, I hate you. Okay, one more. Number 5. Pigs roll in the mud because they don't like being clean. True or false?
False.
And why? Why?
Well, because it's like they got all that pink skin, and mama said it was because they got all that skin and nobody to clean it for them.
No, it's because they have few sweat glands and their muddy baths keep them cool.
I actually did know it was to keep them cool, but I didn't know. I was trying to be funny.
Right. But you did well. You got 5 out of 6. Good job.
Thanks.
It's time for Stupid Headlines.
I got a dumb one for you. And it's, you know, it's just irritating. You're scrolling through your headlines and stuff, and you come across this. And it's just like, why is that even there? There's probably 200,000 other people doing the exact same thing right now. The headline reads, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce share a passionate kiss in the Bahamas.
Mm. Yeah.
Who cares, really? Who cares?
And then?
Write something else, please.
Well, I mean, it's the new J-Lo. Hey, guess what, everybody? Trav and Taylor got up and walked today. And you're like, all right.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Travis and Taylor ate breakfast.
Wow. And then when they got done eating, they got up and walked
to the closet to get dressed.
Yeah, so what? You're like, but something didn't seem right. I could just tell by the look in his eyes. Oh, really? Who cares? Yeah, he probably had to go take a crap. Who gives?
Yeah, put that in the headlines. That's how we make this headline better, Brandon. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce shared a crap together on the beach in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you could see Travis in the bathroom motioning, I need toilet paper.
No, it all happened out on the beach. He dug her a hole, and she crapped in it. That's a story I'd read.
That's disgusting, but very true.
I've got some great news for you, Brandon.
All right, let me know.
Toupees are cool now.
Oh, rad.
I think you should try one.
I have hair. I'm okay with the hair I got.
Okay. On the top?
Yeah.
You wouldn't try one?
Where would I put it? On top of the hair I already have?
You don't have a whole lot up there.
No, it's not a lot. And nobody said you have the thickest locks, Brandon. And that's okay.
Okay, well, as long as you're happy. But do you remember how cheesy these toupees used to be? These toupees are top-notch now. They stitch the hair into a piece of polyester, and you can sweat through it, even. It's like real hair. They glue it onto your scalp and give you the exact haircut you want and everything. You can shower with it. You can go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied.
That's a little weird, but kind of cool, I guess.
It's like having brand new hair.
That's wild.
The only thing is they cost a lot of money.
Naturally. Why wouldn't they? I mean, if you're having somebody glue you some hair on your head, it should cost money, and it better look good.
That's amazing. 6 months.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's the technology. What we really need to do is applaud the person and the technology in the adhesive. Right. The hair has been around, right? We've grown hair forever. You could take hair off of a horse's butt and throw it on your head. And call it a toupee. But the thing is, the adhesive that you're gluing to your skin that doesn't cause irritation, and after 6 months, you apparently put something else on, pull it off, and say, all right, you want a different hairdo? Jaman, it's summertime. Give me something good.
You got your dreadlocks. You got to try it. Do you remember back in the 80s, the guys with the toupees, the wind would blow, and it'd turn into like a sail.
Yeah, because they didn't have the good adhesive. You know, nowadays you could do it. I'm DTF. I'm down to have fun.
Then you'll try it. You'll try this.
Yeah, when my hair falls out.
Oh, man. Brandon, do you remember back in the day when it was always, I would probably say, polite to tuck in your shirt?
Oh, yeah?
Why don't men tuck their shirts in anymore?
I mean, I think in some cases they do. But on a normal day-to-day, no.
Why don't you tuck your t-shirts in?
Because I'm not a nerd.
Why don't you make it a thing?
Well, one, I'm not working anywhere. I'm not dressed up for a wedding, and I don't want to. I've never tucked in a t-shirt. Why would you do that?
When was the point in time where people were like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not tucking this thing in. Do you remember? I remember in the 90s, we would tuck our shirts in and we'd fluff them out a little bit. And they would hang over a little bit.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I never did that. So, I might have. But no, I might have. I don't remember. Because I had a cool belt. Like, I might have been the only reason. Be like, I want you to see my belt.
So people can see your little belt buckle?
I don't, but I had a belt, yeah, and so, but I wanted everybody to see it, and that might have been it. Outside of that, though, I don't know. I also wore a lot of button-ups back then, too, so, button-up shirts are two different things.
Yeah, guys don't even tuck those in anymore.
I know.
And they barely even button them.
I know.
We're getting lazy here, America.
that ain't bad. You know, you see a good hot guy with some nice abs. And the short, the shirts are getting shorter too. So they want them just about the belt. So when they reach up, their little abs stick out, their little hair, and their cute little belly button and everything. And that's nice. But you can get the same thing at the truck stop. And they don't even have to lift up their shirt.
What about when you bend forward? You want your thong to stick out?
I don't have a thong on. But, I mean, the girls, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get this, Brandon. The door from the Titanic just sold at auction for $718,750. Does Leonardo DiCaprio come with it? Because that is a lot for a door.
Wow.
How many houses could you buy for that amount of money?
I've never understood collector stuff. Never, ever, ever. And I've never had that kind of money to be like, you know, in my house, I just want to sit on a really expensive item. Like that, a 700 and whatever thousand dollar door that I can't use that I could tell everybody was from the Titanic.
If you were to buy that door, if you had just endless amounts of money, you bought that door, what would you do with it?
I don't know. And I feel like even if I had it, most of my friends would make fun of me for having the door. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, they'd be like, no, that's not the door from, you made that. You went to the secondhand store, bought it, and made it look like it. That's not the real door. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody would accept the fact that I actually have the Titanic door.
I would have a how many people can get on the door party.
Not if I spent that kind of money. I'd be like, you touch the door and I'm gonna punch you kind of party.
If you have that amount of money, you could invite Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet over to your house and say, get your tails on that door right now. I want to see if you can both get on that door. Because you could be alive right now.
I think if I spent that kind of money on that door, I no longer have that kind of money. I spent everything I had on the door.
Yeah, well, Jack Dawson's life depends on it. Got something scary for you, Brandon. Because this could happen around here. A 21-year-old man was killed when him and his brother were attacked by a mountain lion in California. So they say that these two men were searching for deer antler sheds in a wooded area when they were attacked. The injured victim was an 18-year-old. He was suffering from bites to the face, and he's expected to survive. But that's insane that the other one was killed. And they actually found the mountain lion and killed it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And this hasn't happened since 2004, so it doesn't happen very often, but it does.
Yeah, that stuff happens. You won't mess around.
You see videos online. There's that one of that mountain lion chasing that hiker because of her cubs.
Mm-hmm.
But you just never know what they're going to do. You just never know.
Well, you know how women are. You know, they get a little froggy around the kids. You can't be, you know, goofing around. That's what it comes down to.
But really?
I think I could take a mountain lion. So,
how would you do that?
Throat punch.
Throat punch the mountain lion.
Right to the old throat.
While its fangs are deep into your face and your skull.
What fangs? You don't want to let them get close. They come pouncing at you. That, or if you're out hiking, you got two options. Carry a pistol and a ball of yarn. You throw that ball of yarn, what's a kitty going to do? Attack you? No, it's going to chase after the ball of yarn. You skedaddle somewhere else. Hello! You know what I mean? Like, and if it skedaddles after the yarn, then goes, oh yeah, I'm still hungry. It comes after you. You've had time to grab your pistol.
This is one circumstance where I'm all for guns.
No, I'll throat chop that mountain legger right in the throat. I ain't even scared. Right in the ham hocks. Just pow, right in the side.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
Do you want?
Okay, would you rather? We're going to keep going with this mountain lion thing.
Okay.
Come at me, bro. Would you rather be attacked by a mountain lion or a shark?
Oh, all day in America, a mountain lion.
Why?
Well, I can't hold my breath for too long, all right? And I can breathe above water, and I'll take either one of them, all right? Straight up fight. You lock us up in a ring, and it's one-on-one, mano-a-mano. I'm taking either one of them. But I can't hold my breath underwater like a shark, all right? Like, the one thing I can't do, all right?
Which is why I would choose the shark,
because the mountain lion, cats, they play with their prey. I don't want to be played with. I'd rather just, if I'm going to die from another animal attacking me, just drown me while you're doing it. Drown me in that water and just, I'll just go that way.
I don't think it goes that quick, but yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Well, if you inhale that water, you're gonna drown right away.
I'm going to freak the flip out. I'm going to punch you right in the snout. All slow water will punch like.
Also, if you know you're going to die from this attack, do you fight back or just say, have your way with me?
No, I fight back. That, you know what I'm going to do too? And that's why I keep a horrible diet sometimes. If something eats me, I hope it hurts. You know what I mean? Like, I hope I burn your butthole. You know what I mean? Like, so honestly though, because at the Million Dollar Cowboy right now, they've got two lions in a cage, mountain lions, just sitting there.
Were you performing yet?
Yeah, right inside the bar. Yeah, right by the stage. Sometimes I'll sit and I'll make jokes. Look at these cougars. They've been eyeing me all night. Oh, I've said this to my friends because when I worked at the block plant, we had mountain lion come through there one time and you could see his tracks and like the sand and stuff. And they're like, Brandon, be careful out there. Because I'd be out walking around and I'm in just a forklift with no real cover or nothing, you know? And I'm like, dude, I can take a mountain lion. Like, I ain't scared. As long as he doesn't, like, sneak up on me and get up on my back, I still think if I squared up with one, if I had to, and it came down to life or death, I'm going to die or I got to fight this mountain lion, I'm coming out on top. I'm a human.
I don't know about that.
I'm a man. What? Because the cat can come at me sideways and it's got like claws and stuff and it's got teeth and cat like speeds and reflexes. So do I. You think I don't?
So just imagining you up on stage performing, those mountain lions are there. Somebody drunk, it's like, I'm going to open up this cage and let these mountain lions have a feast. And they come at you. Do these mountain lions get out and exercise? Or they?
It's kind of like they're behind like a glass thing. You can't even reach and you can't even touch them. I don't know. If they let one out, I mean, let them come at me. You know, first of all, I'm going to put my guitar down. Okay, because that thing means a lot.
It could be a weapon.
Not my guitar. No, it ain't. I'm going to put it down, and I'm going to scissor kick that mountain lion's gizzards. And I ain't even scared. Like, I'm not playing.
All jokes aside, it's really sad that that kid died from a mountain lion.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we're joking about bringing some yarn or whatever, but... Yeah, that sucks. We're sorry.
It's not good. It's not good. It's very unfortunate. But I mean, it's unfortunate, and it is an unfortunate reality. I mean, when you're outdoors, even they're moving in closer to town. I mean, we've had them in Rapid City, like the city limits, in neighborhoods, Rapid Valley, you know, things like that. It's a real thing.
Yeah. So carry your spray bottles. Okay, Brandon, you have dude wipes on the list to talk
about.
Yeah,
you're right. Yes, you're right.
What's going on with dude wipes? It says dude wipes to the band. What is that?
Yeah, I introduced the band to dude wipes. And they were like, wait, hold on. So you're telling me, is this going to be like when you introduce somebody to a chiropractor and now I have to go back every week? It's like, yeah, kind of. It's going to be just like that, actually, yeah. Because... Because you're never gonna feel the same again. Using the cleanliness of a wipe is like, and then once you see what all it picks up that regular dry wipe paper didn't pick up, you're like, how do I function in life like this?
Yeah.
How do my friends accept me walking beside them? How does my wife okay with me walking around by her when this is what I got going on? You know, like, it's not cool.
And the regular toilet paper may leave some residue.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get you clean. It just wipes it off. The dude people, wipe will actually clean it.
Yeah, and people don't like to talk about it. Now, Mark Houston likes to talk about his bidet or whatever, his little sprinkler in his toilet. And that's cool. Well, not everybody makes Mark Houston money. I can't put a sprinkler in there unless you want me to get one of them actual wands, you know, from... from the garage inside, and I'm going to have to run a garden hose somehow.
That's what you need there in the Mini Winnie is a bidet.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Okay, I told you I found some inside scoop on The Price is Right. Here's something that you probably didn't know about The Price is Right. They're totally prepared for those contestants, even when it comes to bladder issues.
Oh.
Did you know that The Price is Right has emergency sweats in the back in case a contestant pees their pants?
What?
Yeah. Is that, probably in every size. How often are people peeing their pants on The Price is Right?
That's wild.
Is it when they're running down?
That's so wild.
Like, come on down! And they're running down and it's just dripping out of there.
Yeah, I mean, ice balls, hey, all kinds of kinds. And there's all different ages on there. You don't know. That's a level of excitement that they haven't, you know, reached in a while. So maybe, you know, when you get to that part, it's like, oops.
Yeah. And you know what's sitting next to those sweatpants?
What?
A blow dryer.
No.
They can blow dry themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike Richards. Hey. Mike Richards. This was his idea. He's the producer. He's also the producer of Jeopardy. So they probably have pee sweatpants back in the back as well.
The show must go on.
You know what they should do? You know what they should do is think like a teacher, like Michael's teacher. They send out a letter and they have you put extra underwear and extra pants, socks in the backpack for these pee emergencies. Do adults need to start doing this now too? Oh my gosh, I'm so disturbed by this.
I mean, look, I get it, but how would you feel if you're a contestant, you're going to be on live TV, and then you, for some reason, accidentally pee your pants? And then you're like, crap, now I'm going to be on TV in freaking jogging pants? These are not probably good-looking jogging pants. You know what I mean?
Your toddler's watching from home going, Mommy, peed her pants.
And then they're like, if Grandpa's going to be on Price is Right, why did he wear gray jogging pants? That's weird. And it's like, yeah, sorry.
All I can say is don't forget the underwear.
Yeah.
Actually, if you pee your pants, you can't wear your underwear. Dang it, nobody's winning.
The Roadhouse presents Dream Job Alert, a public service to inform our listeners about employment opportunities that pay a ridiculous amount of money to do stupidly easy things. And now, today's dream job.
This is a job for you, Amy. I can tell. This has your name written all over it.
I'm a little frightened to even hear about it.
It is a wiener connoisseur.
That's a job for me.
That's maybe right. It is. The online gambling site BetUS or BetUS is hiring a wiener connoisseur. And I don't know why, but when I seen that, you popped in my head. I don't know why.
Wonderful.
But you travel around. Check this out. This is how cool it is. Because I know you kind of like baseball too, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a couple of your things. Balls and, you know, ballparks and all that. Different major league ballparks. You travel around to them and you measure their wieners, their hot dogs.
You measure them?
Yeah. They want to know the length, the girth, and the weight of each wiener, ballpark Frank. That's what they want to know. So literally, they want you to hit up 30 major ballparks throughout the entire U.S. and abroad. And then once you, get all your data, they don't really care so much how it tastes so much as they just want to know the size of the wieners. You need to be a wiener connoisseur. And then give them the data. That's it.
Okay.
Your travel is covered. You get $2,500. And they'll also toss in an extra $500 gift card at the MLBshop.com. And you get a subscription to MLB.TV. What?
Well, thanks for thinking of me. But this kind of actually is more up your alley.
no. It's not.
What a horrible idea.
Here's how you end up in the doghouse, Brandon. A guy in Australia left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on top of their SUV and drove off.
Goo.
He picked it up from their storage unit and forgot he put it on the roof, which, why would you put a wedding dress on the roof of a car? It's white and your car is dirty. You're going to get that dress dirty.
Wow.
Oh, actually says it was in a box. So I guess that part's okay. But they haven't found the dress. He forgot he put it up there, drove off, and now they're like, where's the wedding dress? The case of the missing wedding dress. So they put a post up about it on Facebook, and he put, Tom is his name, by the way, stupidly left the package on the roof. He's from Australia, so I have to do the accent. They're offering a $500 reward to anyone who turns it in.
Yeah.
They're still getting married. I'd be so mad. They're still getting married, so she must love him because
boy,
I would be so bad.
The wedding dress is like almost as important as the bride, you know, like you can't, some girls, I don't know, maybe they feel different. You know what I mean? Maybe this girl's like, hey, water under the bridge. It's no big deal, babe. I love you. I don't care. I don't need the dress. I just need you. And if that's the case, he struck gold. And he's lucky because he sounds like a dip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the one thing, I'm going to leave you in charge of the wedding dress and the rings. Those are the two things you got to bring. And he shows up with the rings and he, where's the dress?
why did she put the wedding dress in the storage unit?
Yeah, exactly. Mice. Everything else, mm-hmm. You go to grab it, and it's just a freaking... That's a really good point, Amy.
There could be a brown recluse living in that dress.
Yeah, you go to put it on, and all of a sudden you're getting ate up by a scorpion or a brown recluse.
Or maybe a baby alligator, because it's in Australia.
Yeah, it's in Australia. Something's getting you down under.
I'm really irritated about something, and I'd like to talk to you about it, Brandon. I hope you're ready.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Are you familiar with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that they are already planning to reboot?
That's kind of funny. Like a pirate's boot. Arr, we're going to reboot them.
They're redoing the movie.
Completely?
Yes.
Why?
Because... Because Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley are not coming back, so they're just going to redo it. I don't understand why. Why are you going to reboot Pirates of the Caribbean? Those movies are amazing.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't understand. They said, we're going to reboot Pirates so that it's easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It doesn't say what actors are replacing them, but a reboot, that implies they're starting over from scratch, and that's annoying.
It kind of is. Like, if they remake them, and it's like the same movie, but with lesser actors, because let's be honest, Johnny Depp's weird dude, but he's a really good actor.
He's amazing in those movies. He's so funny.
And those movies were really good. Meaning, like, the production value, the money obviously spent is, like, very big. And so you're going to sit there and tell me, oh, yeah, let's reboot it and do them again with this other dude, Johnny Hastings. No, I don't know.
Yeah, no kidding. They should. He should audition. I'm not even kidding.
Well, he looks like Johnny Depp's, like, nephew or something, son.
He does. In honor of the rumor of the reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean, which we are both against, right?
I mean, we'll see. You know what I mean?
I think we should list some things that actually need to be rebooted. If they're running out of ideas of reboots, you know, we can help them out.
Yeah.
For instance, teachers' pay. Reboot that.
Yeah.
That's been needing a reboot for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. Gas prices, can we reboot that and start over?
Let's reboot that.
Mm-hmm. Let's just go back down. Let's just call it a buck. Let's start there, see where things go.
Another one, marriages, Brandon. Marriages always need a reboot. Keep things fresh, you know?
I wonder if they should do like a marriage conference where you get together, you've got the unhappies, the happies on one side, you can kind of mix it up, do some tradesies. Kind of like in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Well, in the movies, when they reboot, they come out with new actors. If you reboot a marriage, maybe you could get a new spouse.
That's what I'm saying. But you could do trade. Be like, actually, my husband, he does a lot of work. He helps around the house. I just don't like him. And then this other wife is like, oh, mine's actually the worthless. So if we do a trade, I'm going to need like a little bit of this or that, like some complimentary picks, or I'm going to need something, you know, like
maybe she'll be like, I think Joey, he's a better fit for you. You know?
Yeah. I think Joey's a better fit for you, but I'm going to need two vehicles, and a bigger house. Okay. Okay. I could do that. Yep. That's fine.
So back to the reboots. Currently there's an election coming up. Let's reboot that. Reboot that. Do we need a president at this point? Why don't we just cancel it?
Look, I get it. Yeah, exactly. We need to reboot it. Speaking of government, though, how about like the Food and Drug Administration? I mean, they say like, hey, here's some food. Eat it. It's good, you know, for a little while or in small doses. But you also might die if you eat a lot of it.
Or get dementia. Yeah,
or it might get you some of that dementia. It's pretty good right now, so don't eat a lot. They don't really tell you the facts, so you eat a ton of it because it's really good, and then you're like, I don't remember what you said, because I got the dementia now because of the food you allowed me to eat. And it's like, why is that a thing, you know?
It should be put on the label. This is going to give you an autoimmune disease.
Yes. Like, why is that even an option? If it's not real food? Look, I'm not all hippie and stuff, but I'm just saying, like, what is going on? Why is that a thing?
Speaking of not real food, spray butter. Yeah. Get rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't. But I mean, put real butter in your spray canister. Why are we still spreading butter with a knife? Blows my mind. What are we, dinosaurs? What is this?
All right, Brandon, what's been going on in Jackson Hole where you're ticking people off?
I don't know. It's just like everything I do, just my overall being. The other day, I'm walking through the doorway. You know how normal when people get to a doorway at the same time, there's a split second where somebody's got to say, I'll get the door and I'll allow you in. And the other person usually goes, thank you. And it's like, yep. Or I like, for me being the bigger gentleman, like as a human being, I'm a little bigger than some people. So I'll always go, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Especially if it's a female, regardless. And sometimes I'll say, excuse me, ma'am, I'm sorry. And I back away. That's what I always do. And I don't care what you look like. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. None of that matters to me. This has happened, I don't know, 99,000 times since I've been here. Oops. Oh, here's the doorway. Oh, excuse me, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'll open the door. And they walk by like nothing, like as if I like about time. They're in their head. They're like, about time you opened the door for me, a-hole. That's how I and I'm like, and I just want to like kick them in the back of the knee while they're walking and be like, oh, excuse me, sorry, didn't see you there. I opened the door and said, excuse me, ma'am, and then you just walked by like you were better than that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. My leg just jerked on me. It's so like the abundance of rudeness is beyond me. Other than that, the staff, like at all the places, like come and visit Jackson Hole. It is absolutely amazing. Like the restaurants, like all of the wait staff, the people, the place we're staying, everybody is so amazing. I mean, it's world class. But the people here, because I got to deal with these people, I assume.
I wonder if that's their slogan. Jackson Hole, the businesses rule, but the people drool. All right, you wanted to know how my waxing experience went.
Do I ever? I truly, because I was trying to let you talk, or I was trying to talk you into letting me go video.
No, gosh, no. The positions you have to lay in to get that done? No, absolutely not.
I didn't want to video that part. I wanted to be on like the other end. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see it.
I just wanted to
be in there getting your reactions to.
You know what was odd is I'm very, very ticklish. Okay. Like you even touch my calf and I will just lose it. And so as she's putting this wax on, she lays it on the leg nice and easy.
And we're talking way upper calf. Upper thigh calf.
The whole leg. I got the whole leg all the way up to the waist done. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. From your tramp stamp down to your toesies.
Yes. Nice. I got it all done. And so they lay the wax on the leg, and it's nice and soothing, nice and warm. Kind of ticklish, that part as well. But when she lays that cloth down on top of that wax and starts rubbing it and pushing on it, I was out of my mind laughing. And she's like, I have never had a laugher, ever. You're my first laugher to ever get waxed. And so I'd laugh, and then she would take that strip and peel it off real fast, and then I would scream.
That's awesome.
So it was a giggle scream sound coming out of the room.
Does there, so maybe TMI, but you're in an odd position, okay? You're kind of bent over in the downward dog-ish kind of a situation.
No, I did my whole thing on my back. Feet together.
Wow. So you're in the on your shoulder blades holding your cankles, and then she goes to ripping paper wax.
Yeah, she did that at the end, yeah.
And at the end. And then does it, like, when you when it, like, scares you when you pull it, I mean, if maybe something you ate that day leaves you with a little gurgle, anything extra leave, you know what I mean? Does it make you fart is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't do that, but she did tell me that she's been pooped on.
That was a horrible time to take a drink. That is disgusting. What?
Well, she said there was a little bit, you know, coming out of there.
That's disgusting.
Like, get on her, but it was there.
Like a little gleek?
Yeah. But
that's horrible. I am. That is a job.
She's seen it all, man.
They need to be, boy, you got to tip a lot then, don't you?
Reboot that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's true or false time. No, you are out partying late. Maybe your brain's not working so well. We're going to put it to the test, Brandon.
Come at me, bro.
True or false? The Great Wall of China can be seen from space.
True.
False. Contrary to popular belief, the Great Wall of China is not visible from space with the human eye. It's too narrow to be distinguished from other features on Earth's surface.
Oh yeah, because the girth units. Yeah.
True or false, number two. The human body has fewer bones at birth than in adulthood.
True. False.
Which one?
False.
It is true. Babies are born with around 270 bones, but as they grow, some of these bones fuse together. An adult human typically has 206 bones. That's interesting.
Oh. I thought you said that I'd have more bones as an adult. That's where I got confused. Oh,
okay. True or false? The Sahara Desert is the largest desert in the world.
No, I think it's Savannah. The Savannah Desert's bigger. It's got more granules.
You're not doing too good here. It's true. The Sahara Desert in North Africa is the largest hot desert in the world, covering an area of approximately 9.2 million square kilometers.
I didn't even know it was in North Africa.
Okay, number four, true or false, the Earth's core is predominantly made of iron.
Oh, no, it's made of magma.
It's true.
True.
The Earth's core is composed mostly of iron and nickel, with the outer core being molten and the inner core being solid due to extreme pressure.
Yeah, magma.
Let's do one more here. True or false? Mount Everest is the tallest mountain above sea level.
False.
Oh, it's true. You only got one right. Mount Everest, located in the Himalayas, is the tallest mountain above sea level, standing at approximately 8,848 meters above sea level. Ba-dum-bum.
What do they call M Hill?
Okay, Brandon, on Monday, we talked about Gen Z terms, and somebody sent me a big list of what boomers used to say and what Gen Zers now say.
Oh, boy.
So, the boomers say it has a certain energy. The Gen Zer says it's giving. I don't even know what either one of those means.
Come on, huh?
Have you ever heard a Gen Zer say, it's giving?
Oh, yeah. It's giving.
When they walk into a room and they feel the energy. So, here's a Gen Z term, bussin'.
Okay.
What does bussin' mean?
Well, like, we'll be bussin' these kids to the play, or we'll be bussin' these kids to school.
That is actually not what that means.
Oh.
Boomers used to say delicious. Gen Z says bussin'.
Bussin'.
Yeah. Okay, this one is very odd. Boomers used to say impressive. Gen Zers say eight. What in the world?
Weird.
I've never heard a Gen Zer say that.
Yeah, I can't say I have either.
I've heard new ones. I've heard you say this one. Riz. Riz.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new term. What does that mean?
Oh, man. I wish I could tell you, but no, it just means that, you know, you're like Rico Suave. Okay, that might hit your generation.
Yeah.
You're like Mr. Cool. You're like, hey, girls, what's up, ladies? How you doing?
In boomer terms, that is charisma.
Yeah, yeah, you're using your charisma. All the ladies know because you're coming up and you're using your riz. Look, it's hard sometimes. I use riz, and I didn't even know I had my riz switch on. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's out there, and I'm like, I'm married, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm out here just spewing the riz.
If you're just now joining us, we're going over terms, what the boomers used to say and what Gen Zers have turned it into. Here's a couple more. Unpleasant. Now, this is a boomer term.
Hmm.
Gen Zers are saying ick. Ick. It's like,
okay,
caveman. And style is what the boomers used to call it. Do you know what the Gen Zers are calling it? Drip. I love your drip, man.
But you got to really have it going on to have drip. Like, you can't just be like, hey, that's a good look on you. You got to really have it going on to have drip.
Let's continue on with this list, shall we? Let's see, where'd we leave off? Oh, with drip, which means style. The next one is you're being dramatic. What would a Gen Zer say? I've heard you say this.
Being dramatic?
Yeah, that's what a boomer would say. What does a Gen Zer say now?
Oh, I don't know.
Extra.
Oh, I've never said that.
You're being a little extra.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, though. It's weird because it's kind of like some of their terms I 100% get, and I'm like, yeah, I can get behind that. Some of them, like that one, I guess maybe in certain occasions, like, hey, for this current situation, you're being a little extra, all right?
I think we've both used this new term. It's vibe, you know, the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a feeling to a boomer.
And that makes sense. And it makes sense in a lot of occasions because it's a good way to explain, man, I walked in that room. Not a good vibe, dude. Was not good. And explains it because when you walk in and things are awkward or, you know, I don't know, it's like, this feels weird. The vibe's off. And you're like, dude, this ain't my vibe.
Oh my gosh, these are getting weird. What does this mean? This is what a Gen Zer says, delulu.
Yeah, I got nothing on that one.
Delusional.
Well, why don't you just say you're a little delusional?
I don't know. Delulu is kind of fun. I can be a little delulu sometimes.
Yeah, most women are.
Wow, what about this one? Chuggy. Cheugy, chuggy. Wow, these are weird. That means untrendy and lame. I guess.
Yeah.
That's probably me. I can be a little chuggy.
Not always. I mean, you did just get waxed.
It's time for some Friday good news. Let's go. I'll get us started. Firefighters in New Jersey, Brandon, they rescued a yellow lab that got her head stuck in the rim of a spare tire.
Oh, geez.
So to save the yellow lab, they lubed her fur up with dish soap and vegetable oil, something you'd see on a cartoon. But they actually did this, and eventually they got her out. They did have to use a plasma cutter to get her out, though.
Oh, geez.
They did poor try to soap her up, though, which is cute.
Poor little puppy. Well, this one's kind of cute, and I can relate to this, but a 27-year-old woman in Miami just got engaged. Now, she posted a screenshot, and this is where things get like, aww, because she got a text from her future father-in-law. Some might go, uh-oh, But it was super cute because he was overjoyed. And the message was like, I can't wait for you to be an official member of the family. I could tell that the two of you have unconditional love for each other. And I'm so happy. And it's the most important thing that ever matters is that the two of you love each other more than anything.
That's sweet.
And it's just kind of, it's super cute. Now, I can relate to this because obviously I have two daughters. One's really old, one's brand new. And they're the most important thing in my life. I love them more than anything in the world. I hate it when my daughter dates somebody because I have the highest of standards for that. So if a dude comes along and dates my daughter, I'm probably going to send a text like that to him. Now, I have a son. I hold him in the very high regard as well. So if a girl ever comes along and thinks that she's going to take my son away, she's also going to get that text as well. So I can totally relate.
I love that. Can we do a couple more true or false while the kids are in the car? Because we could help somebody pass a test while we teach things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, true or false. The Amazon rainforest produces approximately 20% of the world's oxygen.
I believe that is true.
It is false! While the Amazon rainforest is often credited with producing a significant portion of the world's oxygen, it estimates suggest it produces about 6 to 9% of global oxygen, with most oxygen coming from plankton in the oceans.
From wow. What in the ocean?
Plankton.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a living bacteria in the ocean.
That sounds horrible. I'd rather have the rainforest oxygen if possible, please.
Okay, let's do one more because this is a good one. True or false, the speed of light is faster than the speed of sound.
True.
That is correct. The speed of light in a vacuum is approximately 299,792 kilometers per second, while the speed of sound varies depending on the medium, but is generally much slower, around 343 meters per second in air at room temperature.
Well, in the mini Winnie is somewhere in between there.
Found another interesting article here, Brandon. Oh my gosh. A sheriff's office in Colville, Washington, they posted this really funny update on Facebook because this guy called in to ask if he was allowed to hunt Sasquatch. This is what he said. I'll be coming in from out of town in April. Wanted to know if Bigfoot hunting is legal there. And if so, do I need a special license? And they said, they told him, it was really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife Office, but he said he already called them, and that's who referred him to them.
Oh, man. I don't, you know, I just, okay, let's get past the fact if it's real or not. Let's pretend it is. And you want to go out and shoot said Sasquatch, or Bigfoot, or whatever you want to, Sam Squatch, whatever you want to call them, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
You know, mount them up, put them in your yard, put them in your living room, conversation.
It's funny because if you read into this, he wanted to clarify that he was only interested in bagging a male Sasquatch. He said he would never shoot a female.
What the? Which, I mean, is common hunting practice. Like, you know, you shoot, well, I mean, kind of, right? I mean, it's so weird.
What would happen if you walked up onto a Sasquatch and you pointed your gun at it?
That's what I'm like. What if you walk up and you pull your gun out? You've got like a rifle, scope, everything, like a deer hunting rifle, right? And you pull her down and then the Sasquatch looks over at you. What if he's got like a real like, excuse me, sir? Why on earth? I'm out here minding my business, and you're going to shoot me? Really? I've got a family I've got to tend to. Now you're picking berries for breakfast, and you're going to shoot me. You know, so I'm like, what? Could you still go through with it?
Because no.
Because I'm a little hairy, and I live out in the woods, huh? Is that why?
I'd be like, have you ever ridden in a car? Because you're going to ride in mine right now. We're going to go to my house. You're going to take a shower. And we're going to find out what's going on here.
I don't know what if I'd do either. I think, I guess I'd just say, would you mind please keeping this a little bit on the down low? Huh? I'm trying to stay quiet and away from people. People keep trying to hound me. Gosh, darn it.
Okay, you got Harry the Sasquatch in your car. You're taking him home. What are you going to show him first? Are you going to try to make money off of him, or are you going to try to be his friend?
I just want to be his friend. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to make... I mean, maybe eventually I could be like his agent. We could start some social media accounts. You know how viral you'd go if you started a TikTok? This is Sam the Sasquatch. I don't know. or maybe we call him Harry, you know? And you just do things with him, just normal stuff. Hey, man, have you ever been to an amusement park? You want to go try to fit in the zipper? You know, I'm assuming they're taller. I don't know.
We need to sit down and talk about the way that you smell, okay? And teach him how to take a shower. I don't know, maybe take him to a concert. Oh, can you imagine a Sasquatch at a concert?
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, this is loud.
No, you could sit on his shoulders. See everything. Yeah.
Maybe like he just starts peeing because he's used to being in the woods. But dude, you got to go in the porta potty over there. What are you doing?
And then Brandon, you could teach him how to play guitar. He could become a part of your band.
Oh, that'd be sick.
You have a Sasquatch bass player.
Yeah, that'd be sick. And then you get sponsored by like, you know, Pert Plus or whatever, or Ralph Lauren or somebody's some hair salon Pantene stuff. Yeah, Pantene Pro V, because it's like, look at that. Look at those curls. Look at his hair as he's like just up there shaking his fur. Oh, yeah. I haven't had dandruff since Brandon rescued me from the woods.
Hey, it's time to let the cat out, Brandon.
Here's your weekly recap of all your Hollywood idiots. The cat is out of the bag.
Archaeologists may have found evidence that ancient female Amazon warriors really existed. And you want to know what that evidence was?
What?
Jane Lynch.
Speaking of, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were seen making out in the Bahamas. Taylor told friends he could be the one. She bases her next breakup album on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had to have a pacemaker installed. In totally unrelated news, in the next Terminator movie, Arnold is defeated by a microwave oven.
Somebody put the cook power too high. The floating door from the Titanic sold at an auction for $719,000. But the buyer had a promise to never let Leonardo DiCaprio play on it.
Steven Tyler turned 76. Can you believe that? And he's working on a new song. It's called Love on an Acorn Stairlift.
Love on an Acorn Stairlift. Loving it up while I'm going down.
Sorry. The visions of that.
I know.
At least I won't fall off of this one, will I, Buffalo Chip? Kevin Hart received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Kevin Hart calls it his biggest achievement. Literally, the statue looms over him.
Poor guy. He's so stinking short. And finally, the CEO of Boeing will step down. I'm sure I speak for every flyer when I say, don't let the detached cabin door hit you on the way out.
There is emergency exits to your left and to your right.
And that is the cat is out of the bag.
Bounced from the Roadhouse is hosted by Amy Rose and Brandon Jones. Produced by Mark Houston. Engineered by Chris Jacquez. Audio and video mastered by Russ Haddon. If you liked what you heard, please rate it 5 stars and leave a comment.